Thank you, Muritala. Let us pray. Lord, as we come together as your church family today, you know our needs. You know what's on our hearts that perhaps only we know and only we carry. You know the path that which we take. And Lord, all paths belong to you. And you are with us as we gather today. And you have a word for us. And we pray that you will come, Holy Spirit, and lift these familiar words of Psalm 23 off the page and into our hearts. That you will speak to us, whether we're in verdant pastures or in a barren wilderness this morning. Lord, speak your word. May we hear your voice and follow you. Amen. A Sunday school teacher once asked her class, "Can any of you recite the whole of the 23rd Psalm?" Well, one child put up their hand, so the teacher called them to the front of the class, and they began. "The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want." And then they sat down again. Nothing more. "The Lord's my shepherd, that's all I want. It is enough. It is enough." Psalm 23, verse 1, is a tiny little verse, and one perhaps that we move on into the rest of the psalm in any sermon. A tiny little verse, but it packs a lot of power. So I want us to just sit with that first verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What does that say to you today and to me? What did it say to David, who wrote this psalm? Himself once a young shepherd boy, who knew that with the Lord God over his life, he would lack nothing. That wasn't to say that David's life then would be comfortable or easy. It wasn't, far from it. In his life, David faced great opposition and danger. He faced his own weaknesses and inclination to sin and to stray from the Good Shepherd, just like me and just like you. And yet, despite all that was lacking in David's life, he found all that he truly needed spiritually in God, his Good Shepherd. God was enough for David. So we affirm that when we say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," it's not about expecting material things and prosperity, a life of luxury. This verse doesn't promise prosperity, but provision. Our daily bread, not plenty of dough. God doesn't promise here presence, but presence. He is with us. Remember how Jesus comforted his disciples, saying, "Don't worry and ask yourselves, will we have anything to eat? Will we have anything to drink? Will we have any clothes to wear?" Jesus said, "Only people who don't know God are always worrying about these things." Your Father in heaven knows you need all these things. We trust God to provide, and he is faithful. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Other Bible translations say, I will never be in need, or I don't need a thing, or nothing shall fail to me. Nothing shall fail to me. And that helpful video that we watched reminds us that we're not to look to our circumstances, but to God, our good shepherd. Yes, it's true, isn't it, that sometimes life takes us to those barren wilderness places that we saw. Hard times. Times of great heat and pressure, where there's little shade and respite. Times of sickness, times of trouble, times of poverty, times of trial. And perhaps you, as you come to church today, are in one of those such places. And I want to say to you, the Lord knows. He knows. And knowing he loves you in that. Life doesn't keep us in the sheepfold. We live our life out in the midst of things. We walk our Christian walk in the barrenness of this world, often in the wilderness, away from our true home, facing all weathers, facing all dangers, sometimes dark valleys, and sometimes things that lead us astray. And like David, we lose our way and we sin and we need to be found and carried back by the Good Shepherd and put on the right track again. In all of this, God does not fail us. God watches over you and cares for you today. He is with you every step. You know the psalm. Do you know the shepherd? Will you trust the shepherd with your life? Will you follow him today? In John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Take that promise for you today. It's a wonderful promise in these uncertain times. He is our security. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And before I finish, I want to point out a simple challenge that's hidden in this verse. Because as well as this being something to declare, it's also something to decide. Here is a truth. The more time that we spend with the Good Shepherd, the closer that we grow to Jesus, the more we are converted to his likeness, the more we are changed day by day, then we shall become less dissatisfied, less fearful. And our grip on this world's toys and trinkets will loosen, and our sense of deep contentment will increase. Think of the parent outside the toy shop with their young child, who says to them just before going inside, "Now just remember Psalm 23, verse 1. I shall not want." You see, these words take on a new meaning then. I shall not want. It means new values, new priorities. That now we can decide, with Jesus as my good shepherd, I shall not want what this world goes after. I shall not want their false gods. I shall not want my possessions to possess me. I shall not want what God does not want for me. I shall not want to be anywhere outside of his will for me. I shall not want to be anywhere but by the side of Jesus, my good shepherd. And he invites you and me today to let him be our all in all, our all in all, our everything, to surrender to him, to give it all to him. He invites you today to come to his table. "You prepare a table before me," he says, "in the presence of my enemies." To come to his table, to be fed by him today with the bread of life and with the cup of salvation. To receive his life and his love. That you may go from here as his disciple, as his apostle, sent to lead others to the Good Shepherd. Today, be like that child in the story that I began with. Proclaim today with childlike simplicity, and yet with the history of one who has seen life, "The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. That's all I want." Amen. Let us pray. Let's just reflect on that word and in our hearts repeat it to ourselves. "The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want."